FM 90.3 WJTL, that's North Point Worship. Oh, what a miracle. Hi, good morning to you and happy Tuesday, 719.
Good morning. Weather-wise today, seeing cloudy skies, a bit breezy, high of 69. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 50. Your winning Wednesday, looking mostly sunny with a high of 67. Right now, 54 degrees in Harrisburg and Manheim.
We're hanging out with our friend Jeremy Lehman, a Pennsylvania farm boy who grew up listening to WJTL. Good morning again to you, Jeremy.
Yeah, Fred, great to be here. Yeah, love JTO for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And it's always good to be back in Lancaster County from Florida, where I live currently.
And you've been there for 8.5 years.
8.5 years. We started 10 Million for Christ 2017, launched it, moved to Florida 1,000 miles away. Don't recommend it, but you know what? God has his plan for all of us, and it's always unique and it's always incredible.
I love that. I want to talk more about 10 Million for Christ, but first, I want to ask you about your life first. Is there a verse that's very meaningful to you?
Well, you know, there's lots of meaningful verses. One of the ones that I lay a hold of is in Hebrews 11, verse 6, when the writer there says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because everyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Hey, we got a good God, a good Father, a great Savior, and he's in the business of blessing his children because he wants us to experience that blessing and then share it with lots of other people. In my case, I'm sharing the blessing of the gospel most often because that's what gives me passion.
I love that you said what we do is very simple. We evangelize and we encourage people to evangelize.
Exactly. You know, one of the great privileges we have is to help Christians take that next step of faith. A lot of Christians are thinking, boy, I should be sharing the gospel a little bit better. I should be doing a little more often. I should do a lot more courageously. And we are trying to help people just take that first step, because you take the first one, you get a little bit of momentum. You take a second one, you build some muscle. You take a third one, you get some victory. You take a fourth one, and all of a sudden you realize, wow, God is changing me as I'm sharing the gospel. I'm fortifying my faith as I tell other people about who my Savior is and that he can be their Savior too.
That's awesome. You guys are working in Pennsylvania and Florida and Romania. Tell us about what you're doing in Romania right now.
You know, Romania, we're there 4 times a year. We're creating business impact through our partner churches. We're in 5 cities. We have 5 leadership teams. We're doing business seminars. The business people can invite their business friends to those, and we sort of bring the gospel in the side door and the back door. In May, we're doing traditional evangelism teams. We get God's people outside of their church to pray in their communities, to equip, get some equipping, get some tools in their tool belt, to get out, do some events. We do a kids fair. We do some business outreaches. We'll do ping pong tournaments and get people in that way.
That sounds like fun.
And yes. And then in July, we're doing our English Bible camps, where we have had about 500 kids this year in 6 different cities. 250 Romanians came out. And by the way, you want to come to Romania with us, all you listeners out there, we'd love to have you in July of 2026. And then in November, I'm heading back in just a few weeks. We've called our Vision Impact team. We're building our teams, our volunteers, our leaders, our church partners, our pastor friends. We're building everybody up and saying, hey, let's get out there and tell somebody about Jesus.
That's what's happening in Romania. Here locally, you're going to be at Stumptown Mennonite doing evangelism 101. Tell us about that.
Correct. Yes, we're halfway through. It's a 6-week activation workshop, a great opportunity for anyone who's listening. Stumptown Mennonite Church this Thursday, 7 o'clock. Mushtaq Masih is going to be sharing incredible testimony. He's going to be talking about why Jesus is unique, and we can always have confidence, no matter what anyone else says, that Jesus is the only way to God.
Another way our listeners can get involved is with your evangelism challenge. Tell
Correct.
Us about that.
Yes, once again, 10-day evangelism challenge starting October the 21st. We're going to get you out of your comfort zone, but not in a way that's going to, you're going to say, it's too much. No, little steps forward, praying, sharing your testimony, planting gospel seeds, opening doors to gospel conversations, and creating greater evangelistic impact simply because you heard this message, this plug, this promo, and you said yes.
And they can find out about everything that God is doing through your ministry at your website.
Correct. 10millionforchrist.org. Also see us on Instagram and Facebook. Fred, it's awesome being here.
Love having you here. You guys do have an evangelistic team that meets once a month here locally too, right?
That's correct. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, the 24/7 evangelist team. We meet in New Holland at Lickety Split, 6:45, the second Tuesday. That's actually tonight. Show up at Lickety Split. I'll treat you for ice cream soup if you want to be healthy.
Wow.
And we will have a great time encouraging, inspiring, getting into God's word, equipping, and praying for the harvest.
Lots of opportunities to share the gospel, be a part of what 10 Million for Christ is doing. 10 Million for Christ.org. Check it out. Jeremy, we love having you here. Great to see you.
Love being here, Fred. Thanks so much.
Back to the music we go. This is David Leonard, Just Jesus, WJTL.